If somebody makes a sukkah underneath a tree, is kilu osa b'techa bayis? It's possible. It's as if he made the sukkah in his house. Everybody knows you make a sukkah in your house, it's no good. If you make a sukkah underneath a tree, also now makayim it's a sukkah. We'll soon see all the tnoim exactly what type of a tree we're talking about. So Rashi says, "Upsula katani b'brayis b'gemara." Yeah, sukkah agabe sukkah. Let's say you have one sukkah on top of another sukkah. Is el yonik shayra? The top sukkah is kosher. You can sit there. Tell me you have a good floor. You won't fall in. And v'atachta in upsula, but the bottom sukkah is possible. A sukkah as tach as another sukkah is no good. We have Yehuda. One of Yehuda said it depends. It means urine del yoin if nobody's living in the top sukkah, hatachtonic shayra. Then the bottom one is kosher. In other words, the top one is so weak that's not livable there, it's like not called a sukkah, therefore the bottom one is kshayra. But if the top one is livable, so then the bottom one has a psul that's underneath another sukkah, that's called sukkah. Tachas a sukkah is no good. We'll see in the Gemara why. Shrashi tachtoin the psula, tishne sikhin yeshlo. If you're sitting in the bottom sukkah, there are two schachs on top of it. You have to be on the one schach and not on the two schachs. You're on the two schach, that's a posel sukkah. It means you're in the Gemara for a shlub. You know, but the top one, you can't live. It's so weak, you can't live on the top one. So maybe the bottom one is called only like one sukkah. The top one is not called like a sukkah. The bottom one is not called a sukkah underneath another sukkah. So therefore, you could be yitzer with the bottom sukkah. I will see in the Gemara. So I guess the beginning of the Mishnah says, if you make your sukkah underneath a tree, underneath the leaves, the branches of a tree, it's like you make it in your house, that you're not yotzer. On my Rabbah said like this, Lo Ishano, this is only said, we only learned this, Ela Be'ilon, by a tree, Shetzil Soy Meruba Mechamosai, that the shade coming out of this tree, there's more shade than sun. In other words, it has a lot of branches there, a lot of leaves there, and if you wouldn't have a sukkah at all, in the floor, underneath the tree, there'd be much more shade than the bicham, the sun. Now, if you put a sukkah underneath there, it's a possible sukkah. Because they say, where is the shade coming from? It's coming from the tree, it's not coming from the sukkah. Therefore, the sukkah is possible. Avol cham samuva mitzilso. Let's say you have a tree, but it has very little branches. There's more sun coming through than there is shade. So, maybe we say the tree is not like a tzchach altogether. So then, ksheira. Then if you have a sukkah underneath the tree, it's a kosher sukkah. Kshayra, then the sukkah is okay. So Mara says, first mimai, what's Uriah? Midiktoni, because the Mishnah says, kilu osa b'techa bayis. The Mishnah says the sukkah is considered as if you made the sukkah inside your house. Kilu osa b'techa bayis. Is lomoy lemisna, why did the Mishnah have to say such a lashon? Kilu osa b'techa bayis. It's as if you made the sukkah inside your house. Listen, psula, let the Mishnah say poshim direct. If you make a sukkah underneath a tree, it's psula. You're not yaitz, it's no good a sukkah. Why does the Mishnah have to say such a lashon that it's kilu, you made it inside your house? Elo, the Mishnah wants to explain to us that what type of a tree do I say if you make your sukkah under the tree that's no good? Elo kamashvalon, the ilon dumi the bayis, only a tree that's like a house, like the roof of your house. That ma bayis, just like a house. The roof there is avada tzilsa mubin nechamosoi. You have more shade coming down than you have sun. Like a roof, Hakaman has no sun. It's all shade. There's more shade than there is sun. That's the roof of a house. Is af ilon, the same thing by a tree here, that we say if you make your sukkah under the tree, that's possum. Af ilon is dafka tzilsa merubin nechamosoi. We're talking about there's more shade than cham, than sun. So therefore, since there's more shade there, and the shade comes from the tree, which is posel schach, because it's mechubel karka, something that's attached to the ground is posel for schach. You can only use something after it's tallest, it's chopped off. The cold one is attached to the ground, it's growing, you can't use it for schach. So since there's more shade from the tree, it's posel shade, therefore the sukkah on the bottom is posel. Let's see Rashi. Rashi lomli lemisni kilu wasa techa bayis. Nihu kroa denaklon techa bayis naklon techa zilon. The same posel that is posel inside the house is posel under a tree. So what do you have to say? One is told in the other one. And so the terrace is that one is told in the other one. To teach us only such a tree that has more shade than sun. So Mara says though, but what's going to be now? But it's mashma. Let's say the tree has very little branches, very little leaves, and there's more sun coming through than there is shade. Then you want to tell me what? that if you have your sukkah on the ground, it's a kosher sukkah, it's good. For the Gemara, my heve, why do you say it's kosher? Hakom it's tarav tzchach posol, pa'ad it's tzchach kosher. The chru, you're still using the tree, like the tree is still on top of your sukkah. So true, the tree itself is not a cut, doesn't have enough tzchach there, there's more sun coming through. But I call upon him, there is some shade coming from the tree, and the chru, the shade that comes from the tree is posol tzchach. So chru, hakom it's tarav, you're using tzchach posol, like the tree shade, Ba'ad is tzchach kosher. With your tzchach that's kosher, so how could you have a kosher sukkah? Why is your bottom sukkah kosher? The kuri still have branches on top. Even though there's more sun, but you still have branches there. So this is a big machlokes we're showing him exactly what the case we're talking about. Well, let's see Rashi. Rashi learns how come it's tarev tzchach posel. Rashi learns mechubur, the tree itself, since it's still attached to the ground, tzchach posel. You can't use something attached to the ground for tzchach. The pasuk says, you have to collect together things from your warehouse. What you collect together from your warehouse. Also, from the leftovers of the gurn of the wheat, of the shaft of the wheat, like straw. Leftover of the grapes, the twigs. Alma tolish binim. A co-point of the tzchach, you have to have something that's tolish, that's taken off the ground. If it's not tolish, if it's attached to the ground, it's no good. So now the kasher is, O mahani tzel ilan, you're still using the tzel of the ilan, you're still using the shade of the tree. Letzel ha-tzchach, with the shade of the tzchach. La hashlin silosa shasukam. That's the Rashlin's al Gemara. In other words, we're talking about that the sukkah on the bottom doesn't have enough shade. There's not enough schach on the sukkah itself. If you just use the schach on top of the sukkah, there'll be more sun coming in than shade. Why is it good now? Only because you're also using the branches on top of the tree. So like you use the branches of the tree and the schach, the little schach you have on top of your sukkah now, together there's more shade, more tzel than cham. That's the case we're talking about. That's the Gemara's good kasha then. So why is the sukkah kosher? From the schach on top of the sukkah alone, it's not kosher. You don't have enough shade. You have more sun. Now, why do you want to say it's kosher? Because you're also using the branches on top of the tree that now together there's going to be more shade. But the branches of the tree you can't use. That's posel schach. You can't use that to help you make the shade of the sukkah. That's the most kosher. So what? How come it's tarav schach posel, but it's schach kosher? You're coming on to use the tree to make the sukkah kosher, and that's not true. You're not allowed to use a tree to make a sukkah kosher. Close them on the tree is attached to the ground, it's posel schach. So the Rashi learns is very good. We're talking about now clearly that your bottom sukkah does not have enough schach by itself. It's only kosher because you're also going to use the sail, the shadow of the tree, and that's a posel tree. It's posel schach, you can't use it. That's the Gemara's kasha, how can you put the two together? And this the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Popper says like this, Bishechofton. We're talking about now you have to lower down the branch. You don't even have to cut off the branch. Chiddush. The branch could still be attached to the tree. But as long as you lower down the branch, that now it's mamash on top of the tzchach, and it's a smar like it's, like Gemara said later. Well, let's see Rashi. Rashi. Bishechofton. Hishpil just lowered down enough of the branches. Lamato to be on top of the sukkah. Murovim im tzchach kosher. Now it's like mixed up together. The tree is mixed up together with the tzchach on top of the sukkah. The yenir and then, and you can't really tell now which is the tree and which is the kosher tzchach. O tzchach kosher rabolov, and you have more kosher tzchach than you have posel tzchach. Therefore, mevatlo, it's bottle. In other words, the kosher tzchach is mevatlo the posel tzchach. The midiraisa, kol mili bottom rubai, one and two becomes bottle. The tam b'vastisin, im hayosichach merubim and chera. If you have more tzchach kosher and a little bit tzchach posel, the little bit tzchach posel becomes bottom right. So understand, all you have to do is take your tree now, take this branch, and lower down the branch to be on top of the sukkah, and take your tzchach now, like mix it up. It's on top of this branch. So now when you look, you don't see clearly what's the branch and what's the tzchach. Therefore, since you have more kosher tzchach than you have the branch, it's bottom right. Now that it's bottom right, the whole thing becomes kosher tzchach. Now you can mitzarf. It's like the tree is not here anymore. But lemaisa, in this sukkah now, you have more shade than you have sun. Therefore, it's a kosher tzchach.
So even though the tree, the branch itself, is still attached to the ground, it's mamish poslin schach. But the klal of bottom right, chad one is bottom two. When you lower down the branch and you can't see the branch anymore, it's not nicker, there's lach of bit of right. And now that it becomes bottom right, it all becomes kosher schach. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That if you make your sukkah under the tree as a posel, only if the tree by itself has roiv sail. But when there's not roiv sail, when there's only a little bit sail for the tree, then if you lower down the tree into the sukkah, it becomes both the roiv and its kosher. Fiyati Gemara, Ibishachofton, if you want to tell me the Mishnah is talking about, that you're lowering down the tree, Ibishachofton, Maiva Memra, then what's the chiddush? Maria, such a posher thing like Pshitva's kosher. What do you mean? What's the chiddush here? If you're lowering down the branch, that now it comes on top of the sukkah, and the kosher schach is mixed up with this posel schach, that you can't tell it's vot abroiv, pshit it's all kosher. The Gemara says, no. Ma'ad tam, I would have thought, nigzer, let's make a gzera. Midirabonim, we should say it's no good. Heicha the choftan, in the case that you lower down this branch, let's say it's no good. You know why? A gzera, because otu heicha the loy choftan. Maybe you'll be master, you'll say it's kosher, even in a place that you don't lower down the branch. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, you don't make this gzeira. No. If you don't lower down the branch, then avada with posel, the way Rashi learns. Because the schach on top of the sukkah itself is posel schach. You don't have enough, that posel, you don't have enough. You only have a few branches on top of your sukkah, there's more sun coming in. Why do you want to make a kosher? Because you have the tree on top, but on top it's nickel claw, it's a tree, it's no good. So when it's up, we say it's posel. When you lower it down, though, now it's got the brave. We don't make any gzera, it's like a kosher. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Tomorrow says, so nami tanina. We learned that this also, Mishnah later, like, hidla lasa geffen. If you have the geffen, the vines, and you lower it down on top of your schach, v'yesadlas, the same thing, the pumpkins, you lower it down, the leaves thereof, you lower it down on top of your schach, v'yesakisum, also type of leaves there. Rashi, kisum means asiv, a grass. Hamispashit moy grows very long. Ushroshav kilon, and its roots are like a tree. Vikra kilon, and the bark is also like a tree. Kitzit has a lot of leaves coming up. So Hidla, you lower down these things on top of the sukkah. Vasichach agabon psula, and you make tzchach on top of them. You should know it's posel. Shrashi psula mishum mechuber. Because if you use these things for the tzchach, they're posel, because they're mechuber, they're still attached to the ground. Let's say these are not the main ingredients. You have much more kosher schach there than you have these vines, these leaves that are mechuber. Or else if you cut off the vine, you cut off the leaves, then share is kosher. So there's enough in the Mishnah later. So in the case we have these vines, you have the leaves that are growing, and you put it on top of your sukkah, l'shem schach. See, if you have more kosher schach there, and it's mixed up together, becomes bottom roiv, you have more schach kosher than schach posel, you're allowed to use this schach posel, it's bottom roiv, and you're allowed to use it for your schach. So you see this halacha from the Mishnah later. So what's the chiddush in our Mishnah here also? And you tell me now, if the sukkah has only a little bit schach, you're allowed to use that schach with the bottom schach if it's mixed up together. We know it's for the next Mishnah. So what are these two Mishnahs for? So Mar says, how is the next Mishnah talking about? If you did not lower down the vines, if you didn't lower it down, like you didn't mix it up, so it's possible then. You can't use vines that are growing to be part of a schach if you can see clearly it's growing. If it's on top of the sukkah, not mixed up together, so it's possible schach, you can't use the two together. Elolav, what is the next Mishnah talking about? Kishachofton. You have to say the next Mishnah is talking about that those vines you also lower down. And you mix it up with your kosher schach. And even though now together you have the roiv tzel. If you wouldn't have the posel schach, then you wouldn't have a roiv tzel. You only have the majority of shade because of the posel schach, still it's kosher. O shema minad loy gazrinan. You see clearly for the next Mishnah, we don't make this gzeir. And we say no. Now that you lower down the vines and they're mixed up together with your schach. So roiv of the schach is kosher schach, it's bottom roiv the posel schach, and you can use it to make up roiv of the tzel. So you see, we don't make any gzera. We see anyway the sukkah is kosher. So what are we two mishnayos in for? So Marin says, now the time I would have thought, hani mili, when does the next mishnah say that if you take your vine and you lower it on top of your sukkah and your schach and your mavatla there's kosher? Hani mili b'di'evet, if it was done. Like, maybe the Chachilah at the beginning, you're not supposed to do that. If you don't have kosher schach, you can't use the vine that way. You're supposed to buy, get kosher schach. But the ever though, if you did it already, then we said the sukkah is kosher. But I would think with chachilo, if you want to go make a sukkah, you're not allowed to make a sukkah like that. You can't make a sukkah that you have only the schach, kosher schach doesn't make rope sail, doesn't make enough shade. So you want to take the vines that are still attached to the ground and throw it on top of your sukkah and mix it up together, and now together you have rope sail, then maybe I would think the chachilo shouldn't do that. Chamash b'lo, now Mishnah, second time to say no. Even lechatchila, you're allowed to make such a sukkah. And that's not lalacha right there. Lechatchila, you're allowed to make such a sukkah. If you have your tzchach posel, that's murav mixed up together with tzchach kosher, then we say it's botul chad betray, and now all of it has a din like tzchach that's kosher, and you're allowed to use your sukkah. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Now when do we say if the tree is on top of your sukkah, it's no good? Only if the tree has roved tail. But if the tree has very little branches, only a little bit fail, more sun, and if you lower it down on the bottom, then it's kosher. But the Gemara says, if you don't lower it down though, if the schach is standing above, that the tree, you could tell it's a tree, then it doesn't know. Then even though the tree on top has a few branches, it's mainly sun coming through, not sail, then our Gemara says, if you have on bottom your sukkah, still it's no good. It's only kosher when you bring this schach down to mix it up together. You can't tell it's there. But if the schach is standing above, then it's possible. That's what our Gemara says. Well, come it's tarif, schach possible by the schach kosher. So Rashi learned, so far we said one shita. Rashi shita was, why is it possible? We're talking about now that even though this tree is on top and there's more sun coming down, but the reason why this sukkah is possible, because the sukkah by itself doesn't have enough schach. The sukkah by itself has more sun than shade. The only reason why there's more shade in the sukkah is because they're using the tree also. This little bit of shade that comes from the tree makes it now when the sukkah is more shade. So that's why it's possible. Because you can't use the tree. The tree, you can see clearly, is possible. The tree is a tree. It's attached to the ground. So you can't use the tree. So you have to like, take away the tree. So just the schach you have under your sukkah, you don't have enough schach atop your sukkah. There's more sun coming through. That's why it's possible. That's what Rashi learns. But Mashma from Rashi Shita, let's say you have a kosher sukkah. You have mamash enough schach on top of your sukkah. Even though you have a tree on top of you, so what? Still will be kosher. That would be Rashi Shita. I don't care if the tree is on top of you. So what? Like Dalmi Yachid, take the tree away. I have a kosher sukkah here. Since the sukkah l'maisa itself has robed film, it would be a kosher sukkah. That's Rashi Shita. The fact something is on top of you doesn't make a difference. And Tosis brings rise from that. Really, we had Gemaras before. We had Gemaras before, if you have yeschach, lamala mechof. So lamala mechof is pasla schach. We had before, let's say hutzin, some strings are hanging down. And the bottom part of the schach comes within 20 amos. So we say if these bottom pieces hanging down has enough kosher schach, it's enough to make sail, more shade, it's a kosher sukkah. So kosher is, why is a kosher sukkah? Because you have a whole layer of schach on top, that's pasla schach. Since the top layer of schach is lamala mechof, that's pasla schach. So why do we say you're allowed to use the bottom sukkah? Because the hutzin, the bottom schach comes down within 20, and that schach has roped sail, but the chur, you have a whole layer of postal schach on top of that. It's the malam echof. That place is right, like Rashi Shita, that really what's on top of the sukkah, I'd say, dal miyachi, get it out of here. I don't need it. I have my own kosher sukkah on the bottom. It has roped sail. There's enough sail on the bottom. That alone is a kosher sukkah. The only reason why our Gemara says it's no good, because here we're talking about the schach on top of your sukkah is not kosher. You don't have enough tzeil. You have more sun coming in than you have shade. Where are you going to get your most shade? From the tree. That's no good. You can't use the tree to mitzarev for the bottom. But in the case where you have kosher or schach, and in the mushroom in our backyard, if you have a tree above you, according to Rashi, it'd be kosher. Even though the tree is mamash all on top of your sukkah, but since l'maisa, the schach of the sukkah itself, you have kosher schach, you have robed sail. So we say, down miyachi, take away the top tree, it would be kosher. That's the way it should come out according to Rashi Shita. However, Tosfos brings out, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is not like that. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that anything above your tree, above your schach, if it's posle schach, it makes it that the shade that comes down from that is posle shade. So therefore, if you have a tree above your sukkah, even though your sukkah itself has robed sail, still it's posle. Because l'maisa, what's causing the shade? The tree. So you have to look at if the shade that's coming down underneath the tree is posle shade. So therefore the schach is posle. That's the Beinatam Shita. So when a time runs out, Gemara is lav dafka that you don't have enough schach under your tree. It's even when you have on your sukkah. It's even if you have enough schach on top of your sukkah. But still, the tree above your sukkah, that shade that's coming from the tree is possible. So melech, Rabbi Natan Levi Nafkamina, let's say there's only a small branch on top of your sukkah. A small branch. So the mashal, the makam of that branch, let's say it come down to your sukkah and hollow out that. You have schach all of your sukkah. Make that space. Let's say the branch is 3 inches long, 3 inches wide. So take 3 inches wide of your sukkah and make believe there's no schach there. Now, if you still have rope sail, then avad your sukkah still be kosher. Because like dal mihochi, that schach, dal take away your schach here, you still have rope sail. But let's say in the case where the branches on top would be enough that if you have to take away the space underneath those branches, you won't have enough sukkah then sail, then it'll be possible according to Benatam Shita. I was a better time to do the Gemara before that if you have Yitzchach Lamala Mechof, that we say if you have the Tzchach coming down, the bottom Tzchach is kosher, I have a top layer of Tzchach Psul on top. The better time street there is the difference. Tzchach Lamala Mechof is not really a Psul in the Tzchach. The Tzchach really is kosher Tzchach. It's just in the wrong place. That's not called Psul Tzchach. That doesn't cause shade to say it's Psul. If you have a tree on top of your sukkah, a tree is Psul Tzchach. That's real Psul. So when the tree is on top of your sukkah, then we say, what's causing the shade, the tree? You have to look as if there's no shade here in the sukkah in that place. For when you have kosher schach, just as lamala mechov, it's not called the posel schach. It's just you can't use that schach to match your sukkah. But it's not a psul in the yetzim chetzah. The yetzim chetzah is kosher schach. Therefore, we could look as if that schach is not there altogether. And if you have your strings of schach coming down within 20, that's kosher becomes kosher. Now, call upon according to Rabbi Natan, you can't make your sukkah under a tree, or at least whatever is underneath the tree, you have to look as if there's no schach on top of your sukkah. And if still you would have rope, sail, mechama, then it's kosher. And halacha l'maaseh, we're always machal according to both shittas. We try not to make the sukkah under the tree to be yaitzer Rabbi Natan shittah also. That the mukkam of the tree on top of your sukkah is like there's no schach on that mukkam. But Mor says, then the Mishnah says, sukkah gabi sukkah. If you have a sukkah on top of another sukkah, it's no good. So Tana Rabban, Bryce would learn like this. Pasuk says, ba sukkah is teshu. It's supposed to sit inside a sukkah. So we dash in v'loy the sukkah shetaka the sukkah. And not one sukkah underneath another sukkah. That's called ba sukkah, it's in one and not in two. V'loy the sukkah shetaka silam. And not on a sukkah underneath a tree, it's the same thing. A tree makes shade. And you're supposed to be under a sukkah that makes shade. And not a sukkah under a tree. And not with a sukkah under a house, the same thing. It's not called you're sitting under the shade of the sukkah. You're sitting under the shade of a house. So you can't have a sukkah under another sukkah, under a house, or under a tree. It's all the same soul. You have to be under a sukkah that sail has to come from your sukkah, and not from something above it. For the Gemara, from this posuk, adarabah, ba'asukah tati mashma, we read it, ba'asukah teshu, we read it with the vav. Was mashma lashon rabim? Fakir. So mashma sit in two sukkahs. Ba sukkah teshu sit in two sukkahs, just the opposite. Mashma is a hidden mitzvah. Make a sukkah on top of sukkahs, sit in the both of them. That's the hidden mashma. Fakir. Mashma is good. The other rabba. Ba sukkah tati mashma. Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Ba sukkah ksiv. The way the service, the Torah written, it's written without the vav. It's written the lashon yochid. So now the reason why it's written that way teaches the drasha that you have to sit in one sukkah and not in two sukkahs. Now, Amr. Amr of Yirmiyah. Pomim, it depends though. Shesteim Ksheris. If you have a sukkah underneath another sukkah, they're all different halachas. Sometimes both sukkahs are kosher, the bottom and the top one. Pomim, Shesteim Sulis. Sometimes a sukkah on top of another sukkah, both can be posel. Pomim, Shatachtoin Ksheris. Sometimes the bottom one can be kosher, Vel Yainip Sulu. Only the top one is no good. And Pum is just the opposite. Shatachtoin Psulu, the bottom sukkah is no good. Well, Yonik Sherim, the top sukkah could be good. How do you have it? Pumim Shashtem Sheris. Sometimes you have it, both sukkahs are kosher. The top and the bottom both are kosher. How do we have the Hechidon? What's the case? Kegoin Shatachtoin Chamso Neruba Mitzulsum. The bottom one has more sun than shade. So the bottom schach is not called the roof. The cloud is not called the roof. Well, Yoino, Tzulsa, Muvim, Mechamso. The top sukkah, that has the good roof. That has the schach that makes rope sail. So, Melo, as the Kaim, El Yoino, Mutech Esrim.
that the top tchach is also within 20 amos from the floor. So in such a case, it's not really called the bottom sukkah is underneath another sukkah. Because the bottom sukkah by itself is not called a sukkah. It's like really called one big sukkah. You have your top sukkah and your bottom sukkah. If the bottom sukkah, its tchach, is more cham, more sun than shade, so it's not called the roof altogether. It's like you don't have a roof there. So Meister, when you're sitting in the bottom sukkah, under how many roofs are you eating? Only under one roof. It's only the top roof that's kosher. The top roof is the one that has chamsa, silsa, moving the chamsa. So really, you're only sitting under one sukkah. Let's say, how can you sit on the top sukkah? Okay, you have beams going across, and you put your table, your chair on top of the beams. But the Meister, all you have is a few beams going across, but it's not called a roof, because there's more sun coming through than shade. So merely eating in the bottom sukkah is kosher, because how many roofs do you have here? Really only one top roof. So you can eat any place underneath this roof, you can eat. On the bottom floor, top floor, you can eat, because they're both under one sukkah. So providing the top tchach is within 20 yamas, it's kosher. That's the case that both are kosher. Pomim sheshteim sula. Sometimes both sukkahs are posel. Hechidomi, that's the case. Going to tavayo tzilsumu v'mechamosim. Both of them have good tchach. They're two good roofs here. They kaimel yoyne l'malam yesrim. And the top roof, the top tchach, is more than 20 yamas above. So Melo, the top sukkah is posel because it's l'mala michof. The bottom sukkah is kosher because it's called a sukkah, tachas a sukkah. Since the bottom roof is underneath the top roof, the bottom roof is no good. Even though the bottom roof is within 20 yamas off the ground, but since it's underneath the top roof, it's posel. So that's the case that both sukkahs are posel. Pomish adachtoin ekshera vel yoyna psula. Sometimes we care if the bottom is good, the top is posel gdomi. Kosh adachtoin esusmur mechamoso, vel yoyna chamosmur mitzoso. The karmat abayam tuch esrim. That the bottom one has good sale.